Today is the 18th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian, and it's great to be here with you. As we gather together and recognize the fact that we're at the end of a week, and we contemplated this week a week ago, right? We stood out together looking out over the week. Now we've lived that week, and it's time for us to reflect upon it and consider the highs and the lows of it, the twists and turns, and reflect on where we consulted wisdom and where we didn't, and learn, catch ourselves, learn, observe ourselves. This is how we get eyes to see and ears to hear. This is how we begin to open ourselves to the scriptures, by not making them a document that applies to everybody but us, but making us the only one that they do apply to. Like, that we are who we have control over, and so we open ourselves to the scriptures and allow them to transform us. And so, welcome to the end of a week. Give some time. These practices, they pay off big time. This is how we can actually catch our patterns and make changes in our lives. And so give it some thought today, how the week went. Not in a condemning way, just in an honest way. How did the week go? As we prepare to start it all over again tomorrow. But here at the end of the week, we have a final step to take in the scriptures. And that leads us back into the book of 1 Chronicles, today chapter 26, verse 12, through 27, verse 34. These divisions of the gatekeepers, through their leaders, had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate, according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and the Shelekat gate on the upper road fell to Shupim and Hosa. Guard was alongside of guard. There were 6 Levites a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries for the dedicated things. The descendants of Ladan, who were Gershonites through Ladan, and who were heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, were Jahieli, the sons of Jahieli, Zetham, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites, Shubael, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the official in charge of the treasuries. His relatives, through Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, Jeshiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son, and Shelomith his son. Shelomith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families, who were the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and by the other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord. And everything dedicated by Samuel the seer, and by Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shelomith and his relatives. From the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple, as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. This is the list of the Israelites: heads of families, commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and their officers, who served the king in all that concerned the army divisions that were on duty month by month throughout the year. Each division consisted of 24,000 men. In charge of the first division for the first month was Jashobeam, son of Zabziel. There were 24,000 men in his division. He was a descendant of Perez and chief of all the army officers for the first month. In charge of the division for the second month was Dodai the Aoite. Miklot was the leader of his division. There were 24,000 men in his division. The third army commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. He was chief, and there were 24,000 men in his division. This was the Benaiah, who was a mighty warrior among the 30, and was over the 30. His son, Amizabad, was in charge of his division. The fourth, for the fourth month, was Asaho, the brother of Joab. His son Zebediah was his successor. There were 24,000 men in his division. The fifth, for the fifth month, was the commander Shamut, the Israelite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The sixth, for the sixth month, was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The seventh, for the seventh month, was Hillez the Pelonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The eighth, for the eighth month, was Sibekai the Hushatite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The ninth, for the ninth month, was Abiezer the Anathothite, a Benjamite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The tenth, for the tenth month, was Maharai the Netophathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 11th, for the 11th month, was Benaiah the Piriathonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 12th, for the 12th month, was Heldai the Netophathite, from the family of Othniel. There were 24,000 men in his division. The leaders of the tribes of Israel. Over the Reubenites, Eleazar, son of Zikri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maacah. Over Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. Over Aaron, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, a brother of David. Over Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmiah, son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael. Over the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. Over half the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah. Over the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo, son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Jaaziel, son of Abner. Over Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not take the number of the men 20 years old or less, because the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men but did not finish. God's wrath came on Israel on account of this numbering, and the number was not entered in the book of the annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the outlying districts, and the towns, the villages, and the watchtowers. Ezri, son of Kelub, was in charge of the workers who farmed the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shifmite, was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine vats. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive and sycamore fig trees in the western foothills. Joash was in charge of the supplies of olive oil. Shitrai, the Sharonite, was in charge of the herds grazing in Sharon. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was in charge of the herds in the valleys. Obil, the Ishmaelite, was in charge of the camels. Jediah, the Meronothite, was in charge of the donkeys. Jaziz, the Hagarite, was in charge of the flocks. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hakmoni, took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. Hushai, the Archite, was the king's confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commander of the royal family. Romans 4:13 through 5:5. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, But we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Psalm 14. For the director of music of David. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Proverbs 19:17. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Father, we thank you for your word, and we are grateful for another week to practice. Another week that has gone by, and now we reflect upon it, and we invite your Spirit, Spirit of Truth, to help us examine, to help us slow down and examine and learn all of our ways as you apply the truth and as you lead us into the truth. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Make sure you are plugged in to home base. And while you're plugged in, check it out. Check out the community section. This is where the prayer wall lives, but so much more. And so check it out. And just spend some time seeing each other's face and testimony. Spend some time checking out the music and the Daily Audio Bible. Just spend some time getting familiar. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who will listen anywhere, anytime, and to build community around just the rhythm, it's daily, we just show up every day, that rhythm, if that brings life to you, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my name's Kristen and I'm from Texas. This is my first time calling in, although I've been listening to Daily Audio Bible on and off for about 10 years. I'm calling to request prayer. I'm dealing with endometriosis. This last time of the month, I ended up calling 911, going to the ER twice, and also I've started to have symptoms that endometriosis has spread to my lungs and other parts of my body, like coughing up blood or wheezing, difficulty breathing. So if you could pray that God would take the endometriosis away, and also that my hormones would be rebalanced. I want to have children someday. I'm 37 and single. I never married. Didn't plan that, but just felt the Lord wanting me to get this balanced out, you know, in case that could happen. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.
This is Larry out here on the prairie of Iowa. And yesterday, my wife took a bad fall outside and hit her head on some concrete. My grandkids took her to the hospital and they did a CAT scan and found she had a brain bleed, which is pretty serious. And they rushed her to our capital city in a big hospital, and she's in the ICU there, and I'm just asking all you guys to pray for her well-being. She's a definite believer and loves the Lord like I do, and she's the grandmother of, used to be 18, we lost one a year ago, 17 grandchildren, and she's got soon to be 25 great-grandchildren. And I just ask you to hold her up in prayer that this, she will be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. Amen.
This is God's Little Gardener in Texas on July 15th. I just heard a man praying that questions his existence and why he's here. Friend, let me tell you what God says about you in His Word. You are fearfully, wonderfully, and intentionally made by God, Psalm 139:14. You were created in His image. You bear His image, Genesis 1:27. You were created for good works that He has planned for you to do. You have a purpose, Ephesians 2:10. God loves you so much, He sent His Son, Jesus, to die for you, that you may have eternal life, John 3:16. And that relationship starts with confession of our sin and confessing that we recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, Romans 10:9-10. You do not have to be good enough. None of us are. It's a gift from God called grace, and all you have to do is accept the gift. Ephesians 2:8-9. God tells us it's not good for us to be alone, Genesis 2:18. Go find a church that opens up the Bible and teaches from it. You need community encouragement. Let us know what city you're in. We'll help you. Every one of the people in those churches are sinners just like you and me. They're trying to do it better every day. Romans 3:23, Romans 8:38-39, Hebrews 10:24-25. And we're here every day at the Daily Audio Bible Global Campfire. We love you. We want to hear from you. We've got you. You are cherished and loved by us and by God. So you have a life. Live it. You are not alone. We love you.
Hello, Dab family. This is Peace and Joy from West Michigan. I want to express my eternal gratitude for this family. I am very isolated. I've been sick for 10 years, and then I've had multiple tragedies that have been traumatizing and life-altering in addition to the illness. And with each additional thing, I've lost more and more people, even my church family now, says I'm not welcome. But it would be futile anyway because the illness that I have prevents me from being able to have anyone visit me or touch me. I question my existence a lot as well because laying in bed every day, you just don't know. I want to pray for the man who's questioning his existence too. And I just want to encourage him and let him know that the story is not over yet. We're still in the middle. So if you can, try to be patient and try to lean not on your own understanding and know that God's ways are higher than our ways. I pray that for you. I pray for comfort, for joy, for peace, for an uplifting of your heart. And I pray that actually for both of us, because I feel like you're my brother. Thank you again.
Thank you, Father God, that you love us so much, that you hear our prayers. All glory, praise, and honor be thine. Good evening, family. This is Victorious and Grateful. I'd like to pray for all of those preparing to take exams or waiting on results of exams or even medical results. I called previously, and my son is getting ready to take a huge certification exam. He's been experiencing some anxiousness and it seems like some really deep stress, not only with the exam prep, but now there's some other life burdens that have, you know, popped up as life happens, such as a breakup and a move. And while he seems to have most all things under control and being very organized, it's just an extra stressful time. For all of these things to happen, is he really needs to focus on studying. I know he's not alone in these trials, and in the end, this will only make him stronger. But it is a lot. He needs some good rest. He needs sleep, and he needs peace. And I know others in the same situation, I'm sure, need the very same. Let's agree in prayer, family, that for all those who need prayer for these things, let's pray for God's favor, protection, love, guidance, blessing, and most of all, his peace and presence, and blessings for what they need the most, that very moment or that very second, that very day. We pray, Lord, that these people facing exams, that they learn, they can retain and recall. And whatever's...
Howdy, DAB family. This is Darren from College Station, and I just wanted to share the good news. My wife, Lynn, she passed her national pharmacy exam, so she has done everything she needs to do to be officially licensed. Thank you so much for your prayers. And I would encourage you to pray for others who are in similar situations, who have big test that they are counting on. It's been a long journey, and she finally made it. I'm so grateful for all of y'all's prayers and for your support, and just praise God. We serve an awesome God. Thank you, family. I love you. Bye.